It's 6 o'clock on the 18th. I've had a few hours sleep, but not very much. I also seem to have caught a cold. So if anybody thinks this international travelling is all glamour, relaxation and contemplation, they can think again and swap places with me right now. I'm going to try and get a cup of coffee and then meet Richard Gray. Well, my colleague hasn't arrived to collect me yet, so I'm just having a look around this incredible hotel. Huge place. I see coming up we've got the 24th Men's Handball World Championship coming up in Doha sometime soon. Doesn't say the day, or the 15th of January to the 1st of February, so that's underway. And then between the 21st of January and the 24th, UB40 featuring Ali, Astro and Mickey are playing here. I'm not sure which version of UB40 that is, if it's all the original ones or new ones grafted on or ones who left. And then for entertainment, the Grand Hyatt, there's DJ Kinky D with special guests playing Soul Funk Disco House on Saturdays from 4 to 11. The Doha Hustle on the Rocca Terrace. Don't think I'll be going to that.
I take it you can hear me okay. So Roger and I, well, Roger, wasn't, we're going to avoid using microphones because microphones are bad. Is that okay?
Yes.
Oh, dude, you're awake. I think I know quite a lot of you. Some people I haven't met, so I will introduce myself. I am Richard Gray. I am the Assistant Executive Director for Research here, and I'm also a Professor of Health Services Research. I've got a very easy job today, which is simply to introduce our speaker who is going to run the workshop for the day. So, it's a pleasure to introduce Professor Roger Watson. Roger is Professor of Nursing at the University of Hull. Does anybody know where Hull is? No, neither do I. But if England is long and thin, and London is down here, Hull is sort of up here somewhere. It's a very nice place. So Roger is Professor of Nursing at the University of Hull, and he is also the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. And the Journal of Advanced Nursing is one of the leading journals, or the leading journal?
Well, I'd like to think it's the leading journal.
So the Journal of Advanced Nursing is the leading nursing journal in the world? Yes, let's begin. So, General Grass. So the objective of this workshop really is to look at how what you might write can get into a good journal. So this is one of the things that I wanted to do when I came here, was to really get people to start to think about doing research is one thing, but unless you publish in the right journal, nobody's going to read or pay any attention to the work that you do, which is really what I hope we get out of today. Is that a reasonably good introduction? You seem happy again. You're very quiet. Anyway, so it's a pleasure to hand over to Roger, who's going to lead the day.
Thank you, Richard. That was a good enough introduction for me. Can you hear me at the back? That's good. I don't like microphones either. I'm really pleased to be here. It's the first time I've been in Qatar, although I know Bahrain, Oman, Saudi and Dubai quite well. First time to be here, so it's very nice to be here. I'm going to stand down here as opposed to up there because I think it's less formal. And I see it's described as a workshop. I'll mostly be doing the work, but I really hope that you will ask questions and participate in the discussions. I've got four sort of fairly short presentations to go through throughout the course of the day, but you know, if that's all we do, we could go home in a couple of hours, you know. So I hope that what I say will stimulate some discussion. I'm quite happy to have questions at any point during it. I know that might be difficult culturally or whatever. People are shy and don't like asking questions, but you're welcome to. I don't expect everyone to agree with me at all, okay? If you think I'm speaking nonsense or that's not your experience, please tell me, and I'll tell you why I think what I think. I've been editing for something like 25 years now, in one way or another, and I've worked with the Journal of Advanced Nursing before in a previous life, edited another journal and came back to it. And as Richard said, it is the highest cited academic nursing journal in the world, and it's the second biggest in the world. The biggest is Journal of Clinical Nursing, which I used to edit. So I'll record a few words here of my own. Okay, once again, thanks very much for coming back. Always encouraging, gratifying to see people again. We're going to finish off with a very short presentation on ethical issues. A brief look. I can give you a much longer look than this, but I think a brief look is enough. And I've been eking out bits about ethics on the way through. So you've already got the idea that we about ethics and publication. What I want to do here is make absolutely sure at the end of the day that you've got a clear idea of what the potential issues are. And before, you know, ethical issues affect every part of the globe. So the ethical issues in publication, what are they for a start? I just want to make absolutely sure that you know the definitions of each of these, and most of all, one, that they're wrong on the whole, and how to avoid them if possible. Duplicate publication, authorship and order, we've talked a little bit about that already, scientific misconduct, including plagiarism, and conflict of interest. Okay, so those are the issues that I'm going to cover this afternoon. I enjoyed today, I enjoyed meeting Richard again, and I especially enjoyed seeing Annie Topping again over at the Hamad Medical Corporation here in Doha. I gave a full day workshop on writing for publication today at the corporation, and I really enjoyed that. The participants were very good, lots of really good questions. It was well catered for, well attended, and well timed. I'm signing off for today because I'm coming down with some kind of cold, or maybe I'm just overtired. I'm not looking for any sympathy there, but I need to sign off and get an early night. I don't have such an early start tomorrow. I get picked up at 7 o'clock by a driver, and I'm going to the opening of a conference, and I'm not very sure what I'm doing after that. The day will develop, I'm sure.